Ashmoho Makirin, Mashma of the people of Golol would also know about the Trumas and Lishkar, so it would be a doubt what they meant. I would say the Lachar is Asurin, I would say it should be Asa. So according to Spiri, you see Minas Sof, according to Abuda, it's also Asa. So how could Abuda say by Nozir, Sof and Nazir, which you go to Kula? But my Rabbi says like this, Gabe Kri, by the Kabbalah's Naziris there, if you say you had 100 Kri, we don't know if you had it or not, Kisavar, Kol Shas, Veik Yichanun Levadai. Any time it will only be a doubtful Isser, it would be more strict than the Vada Isser, then we say this Svara, Loi Mayo Nashla Sveiko. A person in a Sofa does not put himself into the Isser. Loi Mayo Nashla Sveiko. Why is it more strict, a doubtful Naziris, than a Vada Naziris? Because if you make yourself 100% nazir, okay, keep 30 days, then you take your haircut and you bring carbon, it should become mutter. You take your haircut or maybe carbon. You bring a carbon v'necho, then you can eat everything. But if you have a kasafik, whether you're makabal nazirus or not, so truly go to chumra. We say you have to be nazir 30 days. But after the 30 days, you can't bring carbonus, because we have a suffix whether you are really a nazir or not. Min asafik, you don't bring carbonus. The klal is, eschulun lazara. If you have a doubt whether you're chulun to bring a carbon or not, you can't bring it. So therefore, al sveikul and motzim egaleich, you can't take hekot because you can't bring carbonus. So amulei rafuna bar Yehuda l'rova. What's going to be in the case of Amar Reini Nazar Oilam? Let's say somebody says, I want to be a Nazar for always, if I have 100 kur. So then my, what will be the difference then? Even if he's a vabe Nazar, he means to be a Nazar Oilam for it. So also we can never become Ois Nazir. So what's the difference whether it's a Suffolk or whether it's a Vadai? In such a case, even Suffolk should also be Yasa. Or Malay, Nazir, Oilam, Nami, no, there's also differences. Sveika, Chamim, Vadai. Even if you want to say you want to be a Nazir, Oilam, Voed, still there's a difference. Dilu Vadai, if you're a Vadai, you're 100% Nazir. The Locher is Hich, Bitsaroi. If your hair becomes very heavy, you have such long hair that it bothers you, it's too heavy to wear, make a batar, you're allowed to cut it off with a razor. Or maybe shalosh beimis, and then you're allowed to bring a karbonis. But v'ilo sveikoi, but if you only have a doubt whether you became a nazir or not, loy omar, you can't do that. Loy, you can't bring karbonis. Because anytime you have a doubt whether you're a nazir or not, you can't bring karbonis. It's called chulun lazara. So therefore, since the min, if you'd be a nazir, a doubtful nazir, you'd be more strict than a vade nazir, then we say min asafi, you don't mean it. Mashenkein in our first mission of stam nadar l'hachmir could even go according to Yehuda, that there, min asafi is not more strict than a vadei. A vade nazir says don't need it, and a safik nazir says the same thing, don't need it. So when the safik and the vadei have the same halacha, then you have to be machmir. It's only if you're going to be machmir with the safik that you're going to come out, you'll have to be more strict than a vadei. By a vadei nazirus, you could bring kabonis. But a doubtful nazirus can't bring kabonis, then we say you don't need to be a nazir. For the Gemara, what's going to be hareini nazir shimshin? My, nazir shimshin means no matter how strong your hair grows, you're never allowed to cut it off. You have to be a nazir learn of word. My, there's no difference between a vadei and a safik. So mazamalei, nazir shimshin latanya. That's not shchiyah, people don't do it, we don't talk about that. Omalai, I will learn Vamar Rav Adam Arava Tanya Noza Shimshin. We did learn a case about Noza Shimshin. Omalai, Tanya Tanya. Like if you learned, you learned it. Enechnaim, it's like a true. If a person would be a doubtful to become a Noza Shimshin, then we would save him in a suffix. He would also be a Noza Shimshin. Because a Noza Shimshin can never become, he can never finish his Naziris, no matter how heavy the hair becomes. So therefore, there's no difference between a Vadai and a suffix. Rav Ashi Yom, and he Rav Yudim Mishum Rav Tafani. That's Rav Shimon saying it over the name of Rav Tafani. The time we learn like this. We have Yudim Mishum Rav Tafani. Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. In the case of a Sofik Naziris, neither of them become a Nazir. The Fishla Nitno Naziris El Laflor. A Nazir is only Laflor means if you speak out a pure language. Naziris is a special aloha that says Laflor in the Pasik, that you have to speak out a clear language. So therefore by Naziris, any Sofik language does not make you into a Nazir. The Yochi is so Ma'irish and Nigna Vashavdu. Why the Afki of Tikri was lost or stolen, even if it wasn't lost or stolen? And you said, I'm only going to become a Nazir if there's 100 Kur here. If right now we don't know if there's 100 Kur there, so your language is not a pure language, you wouldn't be a Nazir even if you go home and count it. So why does it say only because it got lost or it got stolen, even if it would be there? that there is a lodiach koyachad Rav Shimon. It wants to teach us what Rav Shimon says. The afgav the nigva by shovad, even though these kura got lost, they got stolen. Kisav Rav Shimon says still, ma'yal in this national sod l'sveika. Even though it's a doubtful whether there was 100 kura there or not. And the person says, I'm only going to be a nazir. If there's 100 kur there, Rav Shimon says, tam nazirus, you have to go to chumra. Ben Achrami, the one that says, tam nazirus, knows the kula, could go according to Rav Yehuda, v'riyot min ha-safik, l'mal lin shenah sher l'sveika. You don't make yourself into a safik nazirus. All right, let's stop here. You're holding that for your test on the base. You're in the bottom by the two dots. We have Yehuda right there, Stam Trum of Yehuda. Then it goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said a klal that Stam Nedorim was Lahachner. When you have a neder, and we don't know what you really meant when you said it, so Minastam we go to Chumra, you meant to make a neder. Like if somebody says, Hareya like Kibosta Maliach, the Shalom, does he mean like a Korvin, or does he mean like Mita of an Avoid Zara, so we go to Chumra. Then the end of the Mishnah says, we have Yehuda said, Stam Trum of Yehuda is Asura. That we had Aloha, that Stam Truma is also. If somebody says this meat should be, or any food should be like Truma. So we have the Sofer, does it mean Ketruma Talishcha, that has an Issa Kedusha on it? Or does it mean like regular Truma that's not a Dover HaNodr? So Stam we go Luchumra. We have Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah said a difference. That Stam Truma be Yehuda Asura. In Yehuda, they're close to near Yerushalayim, near the Beis Hamikdash, they're used to having the Truma Talishcha. Therefore, by them, Stam Truma means Truma Talishcha, that it's awesome. And in Golol, it's Mutter. People living in Golol, further away from Yerushalayim, they're not used to the Truma Talishcha. So when this person says, Stam, this food should be Yosef to me like Truma, he means like real Truma, which is not called the Dover HaNodr, that's Mutter. So Mara says, who do I miss Stam Truma of Yehuda? Yehuda, who do I miss Stam Truma of Yehuda? So Mara's Medaya called Makirin Asurin. So Masha from Yehuda, the reason why in Golol, he says Minastam it's Mutter, is because there they're not used to Truma Salishcha. They're away from Yerushalayim. They don't have the Truma Salishcha. So Stam Truma means Truma of Peiros of fruits, which is also Midiraisa. It's not called a Dover HaNodr. Alma, what do you see? Homakirim, but if they would know about Truma Talishcha, Asurin. Alma, what do we see? Sveika Lechumra. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a suffix, what he meant in his Lashon, when he said this food should be like Truma, we would say it's also. So Rabbi Yehuda also holds Stam Nedorim Lechumra. Ema Sefer, what does a Sefer say? Stam Charomim Bi Yehuda Mutarim. Somebody says this food should be like a Cherim. In Yehuda, it's Mutar. Because in Yehuda, they were used to having Kahanim there. And Stam Charomim means something you give to a Kohen. And when you give to a Kohen as a regular Matan, a regular present, it's not a Dover HaNodr, it's Mutar. Or the Golol, or people living in Golol, did not have Kahanim around them. So when they said it should be Cherim, there it's Asurim. There they meant to say it should be like given over to the Bedek HaBayis that has Kedusha, that's awesome. Now, Shein Anshei HaGolol Makirin Eschar Mehakanim. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says this, because the people living in Golol, looks like there weren't too many Kahanim living there, and people did not give them presents to the Kahanim. So if somebody said Cherim in Golol, what he meant to say is this product, like Shigotar Stam Cherim, it means go to the Beis Hamikdash, go to the Bedek HaBayis, it has Kedusha on it. So it's Mash Mohom Akirin. Mash, the reason why it's Golol, it's also is because they don't know Kahanim. But Hom Akirin, if they would know Kahanim, they're also. And it would be a suffix, maybe when you say Cherim, you mean to give it to a present to a Kohen that has no Kedusha on it. And such a thing, Allah would be Mutarim. Is Alma Sveik Lakula? So who it's really a Sestira, really a Sestira according to Rabbi Yehuda. One place Rabbi Yehuda is Mashma Stam would be Lakumra, and one place Mashma Stam would be Lakula. It's a Sestira. Some Rabbi Abai said like this. In the same Mishnah, it's possible to say it goes according to two different Mandiyamrim. Sefer Reb Lezer Reb Tzadiki. The Sefer that says Minastam, you go Lakula, that goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Tzadiki. Titania. We have Yehuda Roimeh Stam Truma B'Yehuda Asura. Reb Yehuda holds minastam true mezosar. If we have a suffix, we don't know what he meant. We go lechumra. Minastam, we say he meant to say it's true as halishcha that has an issa kedusha on it. So he meant to be toughest in the davar another. Reb Elezer, Reb Tzedek Omer, he says no. Stam charomim begolul asurim. Here he says stam charomim in golul is also asur. So he says, why lefi shein makirin elachar mishmayim? Because in Golo they were not used to give a present to the Kohanim. In Golo for sure all it was is cherim shemayim. So that's why it's aser in Golo. So the bottom line says, hoyim hoyim makirim char mekanim, mashmer, if the people living in Golo would be used to sometimes giving presents to the Kohanim, that cherim sometimes means you're giving it a present to a kohen, nami stam mutarim, then we would have said minastam it's mutar. Why the tzveika lekula? Because Reb Lozer, Reb Tzedek holds minasof will be golo kula. For Reisha, Reb Yehuda, v'sefer Reb Lozer. So pshash for now mishta, there's no stira. The Reisha of the mishta that holds stam nedorim is lechumra goes according to Reb Yehuda. Whenever we have a doubt what he meant to say minastam, we always say he meant lechumra and it's also. This is, of course, talking about where he's not around to explain himself. But whenever the person is around to explain himself, that's what the Mishnah says, U'pirushem l'hokil. The person has the right to explain himself what he meant to say, and if he says he meant to say l'kula, we believe him. When the person is not around and has nothing to say, then in astam we say it's the chum and it's asa. And after we have a diyuk from the end of the Mishnah, that astam, we don't know which way he meant, would go l'kula, that goes according to Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik. But the Locha Takri, like our Stam Mishnah says, that our Stam Mishnah says, Stam Nedarim L'Achmir. Anytime somebody says a Loshon, that Menastam, we don't know if he meant L'Chumra to make an Issa Neder or not, Menastam, we always say L'Chumra, that it's awesome.